This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Mayor Corey Mason presented the city's financial plans, and the Common Council begins reviewing them with a finance briefing tonight. Department presentations run through Thursday, with a public hearing October 30th. A final budget vote will happen on November 6th. You can review the mayor's budget address from last night on the city's YouTube page. An exploding battery at Advanced Auto Parts in Mount Pleasant sent firefighters to that store early last night. Crews cleared the air and ventilated the store with no major injuries reported. The cause of that exploding battery is still under investigation. The Milwaukee impact of the Molson cuts aren't yet known. Molson Coors is trimming its workforce, but it's not clear yet how that will hit Milwaukee. The company plans to eliminate about 400 salaried jobs by the end of the year. The Caledonia Fire Department will conduct practice burns at the former South Hills Country Club this weekend. The drills will help train firefighters and prepare the site for redevelopment. The plan is to put up the South Hills Commerce Center, expected to bring 2,000 jobs. Racine businessman Will Martin announced his campaign for Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor yesterday. He previously ran for the same position in 2022. The Bucks have new gear and new food. The Milwaukee Bucks are rolling out big changes for fans at the Fiserv Forum this season. If you're going to the season opener tomorrow night, new food options will include jumbo brats, pretzel bites, and chicken al pastor tacos. There have also been upgrades to the Bucks Pro Shop. And Racine police are hosting a shoplifting prevention session at the Main Street Cop House this week. The class for business owners offers security tips and takes place Thursday morning. There's more on the police department's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6-ranked Oregon. Saturday night, Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, you know, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.